is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. It's 2-0, baby. How about I'm on the way here, and what's his name? Zubin? He's reading the scores, and he says, everyone's worst nightmare, the Astros advancing in the playoffs.
Good.
And I'm like, are you kidding? And ESPN, their headline this morning, it wasn't LeBron, it wasn't the storm, it was Alex Bregman getting hit by a pitch. Alex Bregman gets hit by a 92-mile-an-hour pitch. That was their headline and picture. It was Alex Bregman getting hit.
That's what I've got.
Well, no, when they sent out a tweet of their stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got it right here. I can show it.
Yeah, he got hit on the
top headlines. Top headlines. ESPN, Bregman getting hit. 92 miles. And then it's, LeBron, pregame text. And then Brianna Stewart. By the way, big ups to the Storm. Dell, did you, since the Heat suck, I'm sure you were watching the Storm.
I'm sorry. Did your team even make a conference final?
What's that?
Did your team even make a conference final?
No. We don't want to. This is not the year. 2020 sucks. No one wants to make it this year.
They don't have the comments anymore. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about the comments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Team that always gets you guys excited for a week into the postseason, then you realize, oh, yeah, they're not very good.
Yeah, but okay, so we're not as disappointed as you are.
No. My team was a 5 seed and made the finals. I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, very disappointed. I'm sure. It was a pretty good game, though. It was, it was actually tight for.
They're staying competitive.
They are staying competitive.
I mean, yeah,
those little fellas are out there
Lakers
running around.
Lakers pulled around in the fourth. Yeah.
But it seems like Tyler Hero is. Well, forget that. I don't give a rat's ass about that.
Yeah, what
that.
Are you doing? What are you doing with this Tyler Hero talk?
2-0.
Yeah, it's 2-0 Astros.
How about that?
It's everyone's worst nightmare, 4-0 in the playoffs.
How about that?
Everyone's worst nightmare. That's great. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We don't have, you know what? We need a song like San Diego's got, though.
Yeah,
like
San Diego's got a really tight song. Their two fans put something really,
that
really
is,
good.
I mean, you want to talk about a great song. We got to play that a little bit later in the show. But right now, it's Astros baseball, baby. What about Fromber? Holy crap.
Man, what a season this is. The silver lining for this weird season where you lose Justin Verlander probably forever as an Astro. Zach Greinke is out with arm soreness right now, if you didn't hear that. So that's
That's great.
That's great.
Because you don't have a game four starter now. Javier probably, because he did only pitch an inning, 25 pitches.
Might have been
like
a bullpen
in game one. Right,
him, yeah.
Right. He would have had to throw anyway if he's starting.
Mm-hmm.
So then he'll have 2 days off after 25 pitches. That'll be fine. You can't throw him today, but you also can't throw Presley or Inoli today.
No. So you need Urquidy to have one of his games.
Yeah.
You need... And frankly, if Urquidy has one of his games and you get out of this with a sweep, you give that much more time for Zach Greinke's arm to get better. You would imagine he would lead the series off if the arm gets better and if they are able to win. The series certainly isn't over because, the real concern is if Urquidy doesn't have a good game and you have to get into the bullpen, now you not having Greinke there, now it becomes, okay, how are we going to pull this one off? And you wonder if it got to a game five, if Fromber would be a guy that you would try to turn to again. But Fromber threw a bunch of pitches yesterday relative to Fromber. What did his pitch count get to? He got to about 100 yesterday, didn't he? Right there.
Fromber, yeah. Hit right at 103?
Yeah.
102 or 103.
So you, the pitching staff is a concern because we know the bullpen's not very good, although they have been very good with non-bullpen guys. Paredes has been the bullpen guy. Blake Taylor gave an inning. Ryan Pressly wasn't great yesterday, but got a double play to get out of the inning.
You still haven't used a scrub. You still haven't used Josh James.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Blake Taylor available. He's been warming up both of these days, and he got in game one.
Two of those guys likely have to pitch today.
Yeah, Blake Taylor's going to have to throw today. But you know what? A scrub's been good for...
Just say Andre Scrub. You don't have to keep saying a scrub. His name is Andre Scrub.
He's a scrub. That's
Did you ever just call Bill O'Brien? You'd say OB or Bill O'Brien. You didn't say a scrub with him.
No, he's not a scrub. He's name is a scrub.
Wasn't he?
By
the way,
so,
porn's him out for Bill O'Brien. He's gone.
Well, I found out the reason, though.
What?
I mean, this isn't on him. I mean, did you see the tweet yesterday? This isn't really on him. Cal wanted him to be the GM. Bill O'Brien never asked for it.
Whose tweet?
Oh, you didn't see that tweet.
Bill doesn't tweet.
If
he's tweeting through Albert Breer.
That's who tweeted it.
Albert
Breer said.
He tweeted through Albert Breer. It was O'Brien. What did O'Brien say in his tweet?
Bill O'Brien said he never asked for it. And he said Cal wanted him, asked him to be the general manager and take all the accountability. And then he said, and here we are. It was like Albert Breer was like, it's his publicist.
Yeah. And here we are. And this is how bad. So what he's saying is, here we are. This is how bad I was at understanding trading, value, salary cap. I was actually extremely terrible.
Well, even if Bill O'Brien didn't have a power coup, even if Bill O'Brien, was that Cal said, listen, we want you to take this over. You didn't have to make the dumbest moves in NFL history.
No.
You still could have been somewhat intelligent.
If you're speaking of somewhat intelligent, if you're Albert Breer, and we're going to assume that Bill O'Brien is the one who's tweeting through Albert Breer, you don't know that you're being used?
I think I'll tell you something off the air.
Okay.
He's got to know he is.
What are you doing?
He's got to know he is. But you know what's funny? Guys who are being used in the media, when they're getting information, this is going to sound strange to you, but this is really the truth. When you're being fed information from somebody, you think you're getting the good information, right, and someone else is getting used. Whoever's got the other side is getting used. This is happening right now.
It happens every day.
A couple factions that I know of who believe the other side's getting used. And I'm like, but you.
Well, here's the exact tweet. One thing I think people are getting wrong on the Houston situation, Bill O'Brien didn't push for the GM title. My sense is Cal McNair gave it to him without a raise or extension as a way of telling him, okay, this is your show. You're accountable. 8 months later, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
One team yesterday, I was talking about draft stuff and about the Texans position. I was trying to dig around for potential GM candidates. And one personnel guy that I hadn't spoken with for a while said, you know, it's very strange that, and he doesn't know much about the ownership group. He goes, and I said, you know, the ownership here just isn't good. The guy just doesn't, I don't think he really knows football at all or doesn't know how to run a team. And he said, you know, it's just strange. And he used this word. He goes, it's strange you would let a guy with no experience get rid of your cap guy and completely dismantle your team. And he said, that's what he's done. You think it's dismantling? He goes, yeah, you've erased core players and you brought in non-core players and you've eliminated your draft picks. And like he said, and this is nothing new, he just said, your second round pick you gave away for Brandon Cooks could have been a cheap contract for 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's how you have to look at it. You're giving away cheap contracts for 4 years for a second rounder, for 5 years for a first rounder. The Texans traded in cheap contracts for players.
Which is why they're paying more than any NFL team.
You got to have the cheap contracts. And that's the grow your own theory. It's not theory. It's the way that you can build a sustainable product. If you don't do it, like the Miami Marlins, if you don't grow your own, you can win a championship, but it's not sustainable.
Well, look at the Houston Astros. I mean, how many guys were underpaid in 2017?
Yeah, but they balanced it with Justin Verlander. They didn't grow their own with Justin and Garrett Cole.
No, right. No. You fill in with Charlie great players, Morton. Look at the guys they had on the cheap.
Yeah, and that's why they've been able to extend it. But Charlie Morton eventually was going to leave because he is a free agent. You were eventually going to lose, Justin Verlander you hung on to. You were eventually going to lose Garrett Cole. They've had to really purchase their way into the pitching and grew their own lineup. And that's why they're still competing for a title now, is because they have relatively cheap labor at the core and the heart of their lineup.
Bregman, they paid, but they still aren't paying. Well, they're paying 21 for Springer.
It's still feasible right now.
Springer's getting 21, and Correa's getting 8, but those guys are still under market value for what they do.
Absolutely.
And Springer's making himself now. Springer's actually, you want to talk about
Springer is going to be out of the range of the Astros.
How many postseason homers does he have in Dodger Stadium, and how many does Cody Bellinger have?
He's such a beast. But why would you not try to re-sign him?
I really do think that this year about midway through or when the pandemic hit, I think, you know, they were talking about signing him this spring. I know this for a fact. They were working on a contract this spring. I think the pandemic hit and they were like, we don't know what's going to happen. You know what? Maybe we just can't afford this. We don't know when fans are coming back. There's so much uncertainty. Let's not give out. And plus, how is he hitting now? He wasn't great to start the season. It was before he even started the season. But how do we know? How do we know all of these things? So let's just wait.
I was told by a neighbor, by the way, that both George and Brantley put their houses up. George is moving back east.
Yeah.
He and his wife are moving back east.
Yeah, possible.
Now, that doesn't necessarily – he could still play here, but, you know
– I think the best bet's the Mets.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not the Red Sox?
No, Mets. Okay. Mets. Because the Mets are going to have – got plenty to spend, new ownership. They want to do – and bring a Springer into New York.
Well, he's a culture guy, too.
Huh?
He's a culture guy.
Yeah, yes.
George is a good culture
guy. Yeah. I think that the Astros have been proceeding cautiously. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking and they're going, holy crap, we still are winning without Verlander, without Yordan, without Osuna. We're still good. Maybe they're rethinking this whole thing. Now, I've digged, but I can't find out. And maybe somebody can. Maybe, I don't know, but I've tried to get behind the scenes and find out whether or not Verlander was fully insured. Because if he was, you only pay a quarter of his contract. And then the other three quarters is paid by the insurance. Man, you save a ton of money
Why would he not be when his contract's that high? Why would you not have
insurance? Because insurance is kind of expensive. I don't know. And Verlander doesn't miss.
Right. No, that's true.
I mean, so why would you think he's going to miss now? But
well, don't forget though, he doesn't get his full contract anyway.
Not this year, but next year he does.
Yeah.
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 That's true.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to have insurance on that then.
You would hope.
Yeah.
And if they do, now all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Now the only big contract we got, we got Altuve with making big money, but we got Greinke making big money.
It's like driving Bregman
is still a bargain.
It's like driving around a Bugatti with no insurance. You're not going to do that. It's too
probably
expensive.
Not. Probably not. I would hope that they've got insurance. And if they do, man, they saved a boatload of money. You saved a boatload of money, and you're still good. Your rotation is still good next year. You can afford, you get rid of Reddick's 13, you can afford Springer at 25. Now, whether
point.
Or not
I
you
really
want to
think
do,
of it that way, that could be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, you got 13 that you work with right there, and there's more. I mean, Brantley, you give it, if you give that up. Now, Brantley and Springer are best friends. Best friends.
Are they?
Yes.
And that's why they live in the same neighborhood.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and whether or not they drive in every day together. So whether or not, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if they're a package deal or not. But bring Brantley and Springer back.
You know, if you had a chance to bring, I hate to say it, but if you could have let Yuli go, and the reason I think they signed Yuli is because they don't think they can keep Brantley, is my guess. Because I almost feel like it's Yuli or Brantley. But you'd rather have the professional hitter than Yuli. Because Yuli's older. Brantley's not young, but Yuli's even older than Brantley. So if you could... If you could have kept Brantley and let Yuli leave, you got the left-hand bat, you got you know the pro hitter, and a guy who's a little bit younger than Yuli, that would have been nice. By signing Yuli, that might mean they already anticipate that they're not going to be able to keep Brantley. Because Brantley's family, I think, doesn't live with him. And so that's why he wants to get out and go. I've heard some of the dynamics there is I think they – live in separate places, but they're together.
Yeah. No, I've seen his family at the game.
Either that or maybe they've left. Maybe they've gone during the pandemic.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
But
you can live wherever during the pandemic if you're going to have virtual school.
Regardless, I thought this year, and we've done it on our Sportsman thing. I don't know if we talked about it here, but I've really thought that this is a time where they're going to break this thing up. And now you're seeing in this postseason, no. The window is still open here. the window is still very much open, especially because of Fromber and Urquidy. I mean, honestly, you even without Verlander, this window is open. That's amazing. If you add a piece, if you add a nice arm to this rotation next year, I mean, goodness.
I think the reason the window is open, but I don't think they could. I don't think they can win a World Series this year, just because there's just no depth of quality bullpen. But
no, I mean, you get Asuna back, you get Yordan back. You're not well, and you add some relievers. I mean, this rotation.
Back?
If Hobby, listen,
is Greinke up or is he back next year?
Greinke's back.
He's Greinke's back got one again.
More.
Okay,
Greinke's got one more. So if you, I mean, this is still open. I mean, with the way that Javier and Urquidy and Fromber have stepped up.
That, you couldn't have seen that. You couldn't have foreseen that.
No, no.
You really couldn't have. And that's been the blessing in disguise. Waiting and waiting and waiting for Forrest Whitley has turned into, oh my gosh, right beneath our eyes, Fromber, who's pitched the last couple of years, we were like, oh, Fromber. Fromber now is so money.
Beast.
Fromber looks like Keuchel did in 15. I mean, that's a little much, because he doesn't throw that little change on the outer portion. But his curveball is just spectacular.
Everything down, all the ground ball. He's
down and in, down and yep. in. His location, and the story's been, his ability to locate his pitches has completely altered his strikeout to walk stuff.
Well, and it's all because of his head. He got a psychiatrist.
He's got a big head, too.
He does have
like
a
he's got
giant
a fitted
melon.
Cap is like 8.5.
He's got a giant melon. It's 715 ESPN 975 7378037776. Y'all want to talk about this, you're more than welcome. 7378037776. So let's talk about my hair for a minute here. I mean, everybody's talking about it. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I was there yesterday and they were like, when are you growing a ponytail? And I said, I could. I might. Me and Fred both. Is Fred, how's Fred's ponytail? I haven't seen him. I don't get to see him much. Is it awesome?
I haven't seen it. Yeah. I haven't seen a ponytail.
You haven't yet. Seen a ponytail yet? I got to see how that's going because that's my next move. But I can do that now because of Doc Linville. I mean, it's totally, totally sweet. When you have hair and you're not bald like some people are, Jackie, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing when you have hair. It just makes a whole difference. You don't feel bad about yourself like Jackie does. So if you're somebody that wants to feel great about themselves, you want to feel great about your hair, you want to flip your hair back like Fabio, then that's what I'm doing right now. You just have to go to 975hair.com. The process is simple. Neo-grafting is awesome. The doc is awesome. Everything about it is awesome. 975hair.com.
ESPN 975. Please stand by.
Houston, is all systems go?
We love our I've played with all these guys my whole career. I know what they can do. I've seen it happen day in and day out for 6-plus years, and I believe in them. You know, us as a team believes in each other. Yeah, sure. You know, we had a little bit of a harder year this year, and I think we expect to play well all the time, and when you don't, it is a little bit hard, but. It's fun, you know. This is a team that believes in one another, sticks together, and really, really tries to enjoy the day.
Man, it's so that the most underrated thing of this whole thing is just seeing the Astros get their joy back.
Yeah,
just seeing them get their joy back, even for a 4-game run. Seeing Alex Bregman smile for the first time all year.
Yeah.
Seeing Altuve get a clutch hit. Seeing George and Carlos Correa, if this is the last time we see George, then this is beautiful watching him right now. It's so much fun to see him on his game like this, and it's nice to see the rest of Major League Baseball start freaking out a little bit because the Astros, the bad guys are winning.
Love it. A lot of you didn't hear because the stream was down, but it's up now. I didn't hear on the way in, Zubin. Yeah, everyone's worst nightmare. The Astros are advancing. Everyone's worst nightmare. Okay. And then on ESPN, they tweet out their headlines, top headlines, and it was Alex Bregman getting hit by a 92-mile-an-hour pitch. In that, you can't be dumber, ESPN. Do you think down 5-2 that they're throwing at Alex Bregman, a guy who, well, was hitless on the day? Yeah, that's what they're going to do because they're down 5-2, already down 1-0. They're going to throw at Alec Bregman. That's so I mean, ESPN, honestly, it can't be dumber. That can't be dumber. Whoever, oh, look, he got hit by a pitch. And, oh, no one else got hit by a pitch yesterday.
Well, considering how dumb their viewership is, you go, hey, oh, an Astro got hit. That helps. That works for people.
I get that's you know what? Everybody loves that headline.
ESPN, but people now, like sports fans, are really dumb. A lot of them.
But here's the deal. Nationally. I'll bet you who's got it? Fox? Fox has got the World Series, and they probably have the CSs too, right?
I don't know if they have both.
I don't know. Whatever it is, but TV is going to love the Astros in it.
Oh!
Love the Astros.
Black hat guys.
Oh, why you?
You got to have a black hat guy.
So which would you rather have, Oakland or Astros?
It's Astros-Yankees is the dream, yeah. Not Astros-Rays.
No.
And the Rays beat the Yankees yesterday. Yeah. But the Astros, that's 1-1 in that series, right? Yeah. So
a long series.
Tanaka,
keep going.
Who's Tanaka facing today?
So listen, how about a long series where you use Cole in game 5 there? How sweet would that be?
That'd be nice.
That'd be really nice. With the Astros advancing today and them using Cole in game 5?
Yeah.
What?
Can we get Father TJ in?
Yeah, Father TJ.
Can we hear from Father TJ, the baseball? He's unofficially known as a baseball priest.
He is. He's Father TJ, and he's with us here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Father TJ, what's going on?
I am having a good week, man. This is a lot of fun watching these guys play baseball.
Really is.
It really is.
The specialness of this team, I mean, 5 years, 5 times in 6 years being in the playoffs, I mean, this is the golden age of Houston baseball, and I think we just need to enjoy it as much as we can because we don't know when it's going to happen again. I mean, the best run we had before now was that six times in 9 years when we made the playoffs between 97 and 2005, and that was a lot of fun. I got caught down a rabbit hole of baseball reference last night. Craig Biggio was the leadoff man for most of those teams. He had 185 plate appearances. George Springer's already had 250 plate appearances in the playoffs. So just the number of games that we get to watch and this team and how special and how fun they are. The other thing I appreciate about this Astros team is how great they are at embracing a cause. And in 2017, they embraced a cause of, hey, we are going to try to win this for the city of Houston, and we're going to help put together the city after Hurricane Harvey. And now it seems like they're embracing this cause of, hey, we want to be the bad guy. We want to show everybody this wasn't a fluke, that we're really, 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 really good at baseball. And it's a lot of fun to watch. The thing about the contract for next year, though, to just to point out, McCullers and Correa are both arbitration guys next year. So they're going to need to save some money for those guys as well. But in the meantime, just going to enjoy the heck out of this run. This team is so much fun to watch, so much fun, and hopefully we'll be punching our ticket into the LCS again today.
Yep. Well, Father, just before you go, have you forgiven them for what they did in 2017? Because that's the important thing.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
See?
They said they were sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's it.
There we go. Right.
They confessed.
You know what's...
They confessed their sins, and we're moving on now. Okay.
Okay, so I want to juxtapose the Astros and the Texans under Bill O'Brien.
Why?
No. I want to no because we're talking about enjoyability in the city. You know when the Texans made the playoffs under Bill O'Brien, the first time they made the playoffs was 2015. The Astros' first time was 2015. Right. They won, they beat the Yankees, and then they went on, they lost to the Royals. Measure your excitement. They lost the wild card game. That was a butt kicking by the Chiefs, right?
30-0.
That was the Chiefs game, 15, right?
Yeah.
So remember how the Astros made you feel coming up out of nowhere? Like, wow. And the Texans, remember how they made you feel?
Yeah, they made you feel poopy.
The next year, 2016, the Texans lost a division game. They won a game. They beat Connor Cook that year. Yep. Wasn't that the Connor Cook year? No, that wasn't Connor Cook. That was Andy Dalton. That was JJ to the house, right? No. JJ to the house was 2012.
Yeah.
Connor Cook, it wasn't 2016, was it? Yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Connor Cook game, 2016. Astros didn't make the playoffs in 16. 2017, Texans, we know that Deshaun, that made us feel really excited. That was a really exciting feeling, and then they lost all the games without Deshaun, and then the Astros won the World Series. 2018, the Astros made the playoffs. They lost to the Red Sox. The Texans made the playoffs, and they lost a wild card game to the Colts. 2019, the Texans lost a division matchup, and when they lost, they had a 24-0 lead and lost to the Chiefs. The Texans or the Astros lost in a World Series. Now, they've got the same amount of playoff appearances, but just remember the feeling you had with the Texans where you said, I don't believe in this, that win streak, that 10 games in a row feels like fool's gold. Remember all the stuff we said, and remember the feeling you had with the Astros. Both teams are winning divisions, making playoffs, but how about how different the feelings are? Because the Astros were the most likable team. And you know what? Cheating 17, I don't care. I really honestly don't care then or now. Look how likable and how much fun you have. And even when the Texans are winning a wild card game, did you ever feel good? Did it ever feel good to cheer for Bill O'Brien?
No.
Like, this is a weight that is lifted. Yes. For people who are so used to cheering against the Texans because of Bill O'Brien, you need to reassess now. He's not there. Like, what are you cheering against? If they don't have draft picks, so you're not cheering for a great draft positioning.
No, now you can cheer now, for the Texans again.
Yeah, you can cheer for the Texans again. But I just think it's very interesting, the feelings we had about the Texans. Like, you never really thought they had a chance. And even when they had a long, long win streak, it felt like fool's gold. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being fool's gold. With the Astros, did you ever feel that way when they're grinding against the Red Sox, losing an 18? No. Did you ever? Red Sox just came up clutch. Did you feel that way against the Washington, you know, the highs and lows, but ultimately the excitement of watch parties? And, man, we were going to the Dell in the neighborhood and watching with neighbors, and the excitement you had during the day. You couldn't wait for that game to get here. Did you have any of that with the Texans?
No. Isn't it
unbelievable? Two teams on the same, you know, potential trajectory, and yet you didn't have, and it was all Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have the talent to win it. I think, how many times did we say fool's gold with the Texans? But the Astros have built it. Now it took, the Texans sucked as well. They won two games one year, and we got the number one overall pick, and you know, so we had to suffer through that as well. But it was 3 years of really non-existent Astros baseball, and then all of a sudden, and I'll take that again. You know what? If they have to dismantle it and start all over again and do it again, I will take that every single time. I'll take 3 years of anonymity to be this 4 year run. They win one more game. They're in the ALCS for four straight years, and that is. I don't know that they can beat the Yankees right now. Especially now Greinke's hurt. We'll see, but I do know that they're fun. They're so much fun. They got so much guts. They got so much energy. It's just so much fun to watch this team, and it's never been that way with the Texans under Bill O'Brien.
Because you've had multiple guys perform in the clutch.
Yeah.
And with the Texans, you don't have multiple guys perform in the clutch.
Never had that. All right, 713-780-3776, whatever your thoughts are, except Jackie. They're sending hair videos and stuff now. Jackie, I'm sorry. You're bald. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, well, wait, there is. You could go see Doc Linville. Oh, but you're not, and that's a shame. That's on you. And I don't know where you live, Jackie. I'm sure your trailer is nice, but if you want to get something really, really nice, if you want to buy a house and you want to add on a patio, you want to add on an outdoor kitchen, you want to change all the countertops, you want to change your entire bathroom, you want to put in showers, and you want to put in a beautiful tub and vanity, well, then Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite is here for you. It's what they do every single day. You're looking for a company that is going to do that big job, and it's not going to be. Here's the deal: is usually in big jobs, you got to have somebody design it, and you have somebody. Okay, who's going to pick all the stuff out? Well, Jeff Aronoff is going to do all of that stuff for you. But you know what? It's got to be a really big job. It's got to be. How about put in an entire patio? Okay. How about put in an entire outdoor kitchen? How about put in? How about all the counter? If you're building a hotel or apartment building. Hey, right now, call Jeff Aronoff, and he'll do all the countertops, and he'll do all the vanities for you. It's 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's what he does. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, you know, I've been up 2-0 before. And, you know, I mean, you gotta put them away when you got a chance, because you let them get off the mat. I mean, these guys, they know how to win. And so, you know, we'd like to, you know, win it tomorrow. And, you know, not get any drama in game 4 or 5. And so, you know, like, we know these guys have been here before. We know that it's not complete and it's not done yet until the final out, hopefully in our favor tomorrow.
So has our opinion changed about Dusty?
I don't have a bad feeling about him. So I guess I don't think he's the long-term guy, but
well, he's next year. So yeah. But
yeah, I like, you know, one of the things that I do like is that he feels a little less formulaic than AJ. Although AJ would, you know, he'd make some changes in his lineup, but I just felt like in the playoffs, if there was a way that he was going to use his bullpen, he was going to use his bullpen for the most part. There was one time with Peacock, and we know that Morton was a game 7. So that's like, when people bring that up, no, it's not Lance, because what about Charlie Morton? Charlie Morton had the nastiest stuff that I've ever seen in a baseball game, yeah, other than Kerry Wood when he struck out 38 Astros in a game. I mean, are you kidding me? Other than Kerry Wood when he was throwing frisbees at the Astros, the nastiest stuff I've ever seen was Charlie Morton in game 7 against the Dodgers. They had no chance. So that wasn't hard to stick with him. But AJ would keep going, oh my God, not Ken Giles again. The groan in the World Series when AJ in game 4 against the Dodgers went to Ken Giles, and I was in the Astrodome, not the Astrodome, I was in Minute Maid Park, and everyone, oh God. Like, people just, when they come into the game and you saw Ken Giles running in, people went, God, why? Come on, AJ.
Yeah.
Why?
No, that was.
I can't remember who was pitching previously in that game, but they wanted him.
AJ lost me with 8 outs to go. Okay. I'm never going to forgive him. I'm never going to forgive him for 8 outs to go.
That was meek.
But Dusty has historically has had a hard time with staff, managing a staff. Historically, and this is not the first, and this is, Dusty is a great manager.
Do you have a problem with how he's managed his staff this year?
I've had a lot of problems. It's obviously, you go to one guy instead of another guy, or you kept a guy in there too long, and you're like, come on, Dusty, come on. But this postseason, not so much.
Well,
Dusty's done a hell of a job.
But it's been easy. They're not giving up runs.
That said, he still has done it.
Do you like Rayleigh coming in?
No, that's the only one. That's the only
issue
I had.
That's the only time a non-good pitcher has come in.
Yes.
That's why you like it.
Yes.
But that's because they've been effective.
Yes. Well, and that's because he's had, now, in fairness, with all the injuries and all the inexperience that he's had in that bullpen all year long, well, there weren't many options for him. Now, he didn't stay with guys sometimes as long as you wish, or he stayed with a guy longer than you had hoped for, but he really had, I mean, they were 29-31. It wasn't like he did
an
unbelievable job,
but he lost his
really,
ace.
Really, with all of, he lost his ace, he lost his closer, he had, literally, there was zero experience in that bullpen.
The hitting was like the 2006 Astros?
Yeah. But this postseason, Dusty's
moved guys around, you know, he's tried.
He moved Carlos up in game 1 here to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos homers twice.
Right.
Perfect. I mean, he's pulling off, knock on wood, Dusty is doing a nice job right now. We got to give him credit, because we give him crap during the year.
Sure.
Got to give him credit.
Sure, absolutely. And I think it's anytime, all managers, you're going to nitpick the pitching change, the lack of change, or why they made a change. All managers are going to get that over the course of a baseball season. This is a shorter season. But Dusty Baker, to me, it's really easy to be a good manager with your bullpen when you go to Blake Taylor for an inning and you have Paredes who's throwing like he's throwing, and then you have Javier and Fromber.
Paredes hit a rough patch now.
No, he did.
I mean,
but Paredes is pitching
but now
well.
Now he's
so
coming in and going, What?
We'll see if you like him when Josh James comes in or Cy Snead.
No, see, that's but that's it. He hasn't used Josh James. He hasn't used Cy Snead.
But he hasn't.
Well,
maybe it's Mike D'Antoni's eight-man playoff rotation. It should be.
Now he's
get through a regular season, you got to use those
guys. Well, here's the deal, though. Guess what? Next series, he's going to have to use those guys.
Uh-huh.
But so use them in, you know what, in moderation.
But you got to use them if the guys like Javier or if Paredes don't do their job, then you have to go to him.
Well, guess what? Javier's got to become a starter now with Greinke's arm. So you
it's
got
easy to be a good manager.
And you got a four-man rotation. And, you're going to have to hit the snot. In the next series, Cy Snead, you're going to see him. You're going to see Josh James. Mm-mm. Sorry. Yes.
Not Cy Snead.
And Scrub. You're going to see them all.
Not Cy Snead.
Let's see John in here. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I just wanted to talk about Mike Fiers yesterday. I don't know if you guys seen, but there's a picture floating around on social media where George Springer lost that home run in the sun yesterday, and Mike Fiers in the bullpen kind of mocked him.
Yeah.
And then I think like an inning later, he comes back and hits the bomb. I just thought that was pretty funny.
Did you see that, John?
I did.
Where Fiers is going.
Yeah, yeah. When they were all stretching.
Yeah, they were doing whatever weird thing, and then Fiers was doing the George Springer. Fiers and another guy next to him were doing the George Springer. It was a quick cutaway, but people screencast it.
George Springer, he did like the shrug, and he kind of threw his hands up when he lost the ball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. People screen captured
it.
I saw it.
But, hey.
Hey, you know what, Fiers?
Mike Fiers
go toe the rubber once.
Mike Fiers is a great guy.
Go hit the dirt once. That's all I want to see. You know what? You've avoided the Astros all year. Hit the dirt once, loser.
Listen,
we're not throwing. Hit the dirt.
We're not going to victim. Okay, he is the whistleblower. He is not the victim here. He's the good guy. Okay, so let's stop with this Mike Fiers.
Hey, cool. No problem.
I just want to see
don't avoid your former team.
I want to see him in the box.
We don't need
the DH.
He's sitting there in witness protection in the bullpen, section, just like. Is that even Mike Fiers? I don't know. I can't tell. He's witness protection every time the Astros come to town. He's somewhere in Phoenix, in some suburb of Las Vegas or Phoenix where no one can find him. Astros are in town. They're here. Go toe the rubber just once.
Yep.
Make an appearance once.
No, he didn't have to do
that. Make an appearance once.
He's the good guy. Just remember that. Okay. Now, he gave back his ring, right? So. He doesn't have his ring anymore because he said we didn't deserve it. So he's a great guy. I missed this. Greinke's out hurt. Yeah, he's got arm problems. Who's pitching if Greinke can't go in game four? It'd probably be Javier. Javier pitched one inning in game one, and you'd have to throw him in game four.
Yeah,
maybe
you're going to have
innings,
to.
Maybe 5 innings. But
you go game by bullpen.
There isn't going to be a game four. So then we don't have to worry about that.
You know, the Astros are a favorite today?
They should be.
Minus 20. Very small favorite.
They should be. Jeremy's here. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Lance, you were kind of talking a little bit earlier about, like, you know, Texans versus the Astros and how you feel about them. Over the weekend, I went out of town with my buddy's property, and it was like all of us could really care less about the Texans game on Sunday. So we were in no hurry to head back home and watch the football game, which is, and one of my friends was like ultimate Texans fan, had like the Texan van for tailgating a long time, long time season pass, everything. And he's just like, he could care less. And today we're all like shooting each other. This first thing in the morning, we're all shooting messages through our group text messages talking about the Astros and how happy we are and how excited we are. And, you know, the Astros are back. And it's just, just uplifting between the two different teams.
Yeah,
I'm happy this morning.
Yeah, appreciate you calling in. And you know what? Of course, one team's in the playoffs, and one team was 0-3 headed into an 0-4 game. So, of course, the situation was there for you to be more excited, obviously, about the Astros. But it also gets to the point that, you know, your guy is not even – and I've seen this around the city. I don't think the Texans, because they live in a bubble – fully understand how many people are still Texans fans, but they just don't really, they're just completely blasé. And the move to get rid of Bill O'Brien at least wakes them up. You've at least tapped them on the shoulder and said, hey, it's safe to come out now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a coach, and he didn't even lose that much. He was okay. You know, he was actually okay. But it's just, it is so hard to put a finger on. I think it's different reasons for different. Yeah,
it's his unlikability. That's it. I mean, to me, I can't tell you how many people are like, oh, I can watch him again. Honestly.
That's how I was thinking. People are going to have to unlearn their habit of Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Hoping that the Texans lose. Like, I want them to win, but if they lose, I'm actually secretly happy with it. There's really no reason for you to want the Texans to lose now. One guy said, yeah, but if they win, Romeo Crennel is not staying. The Texans are going to actively search for a new head coach. The only question is, do they search for a GM first and then a head coach, or do they search for a head coach and then a GM? I don't like the head coach and then GM move. But here's the thing. I spent a lot of time trying to talk to different sources about the Jack Easterby thing. One thing is Jack Easterby took a lot of bullets yesterday from Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. He had a second thing where he expounded on it. And then on Pro Football Talk television, he really went after Jack Easterby. I mean, Jack needs to be the belief is, here's what Albert Breer had, which, you know.
Let's do it on the other side.
Yeah, we'll do it from the other side.
We got a lot to talk about on that.
Bill O'Brien is leaking some stuff about Jack Easterby.
We got some stuff to talk about on the other side. But right now we're talking about Lance Loken, okay? The Loken Group. L-O-K-E-N, the Loken Group. Are you buying? Are you selling? What is it? Are you buying or selling a house? Because right now is an unbelievable time. The people that are looking to buy houses at this time, it's off the charts. So this is a great seller's market. So if you're thinking about it, and you know what? You might want to just dip your toe in the water. Go call the Loken Group right now. Give them a call and let them come and tell you about what it is. They'll even do this. They'll make you an immediate cash offer. You might go, wow, I can get that for my house and not do a thing? Yes, you can. 281-861-4624. They'll take a look at your house. They'll give you an honest evaluation, and they're going to sell it. And if they can't sell, they're guaranteeing that they're going to sell it because they'll buy it from you, okay? Listen, if you go with another agent, here's what's going to happen, is your house is going to be out there on the market, and then you're going to have to come down on your price. There is story after story after story of all these people, just 3 days on the market, 11 showings, just 26 showings and 7 offers in 3 days. This happens all the time with the Loken Group. It doesn't happen with others. This is the biggest and best from Keller Williams Platinum. Just all you have to do is go call them, 281-861-4624, or the Loken, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick. However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Got a dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is interesting. Dreamshake sent this. The Yankees tweeted out, today the Yankees reinstated right-handed pitcher Domingo Germán from the restricted list. The Yankees 40-man roster is now at 40. Germán is not eligible to participate in any postseason series because he was on the restricted list as of this year's date for postseason eligibility. And Dreamshake says, hypocrisy at its fullest. Osuna retweeted a person saying, weird how the media has basically ignored this compared to how they handled the Roberto Osuna story. Golly, I wonder why. It's just the Yankees. Aroldis Chapman, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Cubs picked him up. How much did you hear about that?
Nothing.
Nothing. How much are you hearing about Domingo Germán?
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, it is. It's like the Astros are just, let's just make the Astros just the bad guys as much as possible. I hope Scrunchy hears about this. No, I do, because she will go after him. She's going after all the domestic violence guys. Yeah. Domingo Germán had a domestic violence charge, and he was banned from baseball, and now he's back on their 40-man. Congratulations, Domingo. Way to go.
Because now he likes women.
Now, well, he learned his lesson. Osuna didn't, but he has.
you know, you and I both didn't really care for Osuna being on.
No,
the team.
I didn't.
But
like,
just keep the same.
I think that was the beginning
all,
of the end.
Just don't be hypocritical. Just right. Or be consistent.
Right. Right.
Be consistent.
I thought that was the beginning of the end for the Astros. If you want to know the truth.
I told my wife on Monday, Bob is gone. Now I can start rooting for the Texans again. Bob was the reason I gave up on the Texans, says Aaron. There's so many that are like that.
Yeah. So you had you wanted to explain something to
Well, me. So one of the things that Albert Breer tweeted, which I'm going to assume came directly from Bill O'Brien, is that Jack Easterby was in front of Bill O'Brien because Albert Breer got this from somebody in the building. Jack Easterby was agreeing with Bill O'Brien's moves to his face and then going behind his back to the owner and telling him later that he did not agree with those moves.
That sounds
now
like,
we know.
Sounds like a little finger thing.
Yeah. Bill O'Brien always mentioned him and Jack
right.
On every move. Me and Jack did this. Me and Jack did this. Me and Jack on every move. Jack has to wear these moves. He can't try to distance himself. He was part of the worst moves.
Unless he was behind the scenes sabotaging. I mean, then he can say, well, I really wasn't part of it. I knew that they were bad moves. You just can't say anything. Here's what his excuse would be is, and it's probably true. If you didn't agree with Bill O'Brien, the dictator, guess what happened? Brian Gaine, beat it. Chris Olsen, beat it.
But he had a long-term contract.
Who?
Jack Easterby. They said they wrote yesterday that he has a long contract.
Now. Well, but
that's what Albert.
Even
Breer
still, happened. Even still, your Bill O'Brien is still going to hate you, and you won't be able to do anything. He'll kick you to the curb like he kicked the trainer to the curb.
I don't want to hear it from Jack. He can't distance himself from these moves.
No.
He brought in Brandon Cooks. He made a lot of these moves. He did the deal with Deshaun Watson. He was the one who negotiated the deal. He's, you know, got a 3-year deal with him. A 3-year deal with, although I heard Bob was, OB was responsible for Laramie Tunsil's. I mean, you have players firing agents because they know they can get over on you on contracts. They don't even need agents.
Yeah.
They don't even need
Listen,
an agent.
Listen, and I've heard, and you've heard, yesterday, I talked to a couple people. This Jack Easterby thing is laughed at in the NFL.
In league circles, it is really considered
they're like,
unbelievable.
They went from what they did with Bill O'Brien to Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And both of them were laughed at. Bill O'Brien taking over the whole team and then Jack and getting rid of a cap guy and then Jack Easterby, who has no background in this stuff. Not really. He's never a scout, never scouted, never a cap guy. He considers himself a cap guy. It's just, it's unbelievable what people around the league think about the Texans. That it's just completely, they have no common sense and no football sense in the building. So everyone's question is going to be, like I had this one, do you think the Texans would hire Nick Caserio and do you think he would come? I said, you know, if Nick Caserio came from New England, he would have to, there's no way he would work for Jack. He's just not going to work for Jack. He knows Jack Easterby.
Yep.
He's not going to work for Jack. He's going to say, look, Jack, you can be in whatever position you're in, but I don't answer to you. I answer to the owner, and I run this team. You don't have any say-so in this team. You can do whatever. But here's the thing, and then you have to convince the coach of that too. Here's the thing, though. Are you ever really just answering to Cal, or are you ultimately answering to Jack, to Peter Baelish, who's just whispering in his ear anyway? So if that's what you're worried about, that Baelish is whispering in the ear of the owner anyway, then you're going to have a hard time getting legit football dudes. You'll get somebody who, you know, is a first-time GM. Yep. But, well, usually it's always first-time GMs. But the best ones, you won't have a chance because they're going to say, nah, not with Easterby there. I'm not going to because he could potentially stab me in the back, and I'm not going to be accountable to this guy.
Yeah.
I'm not being accountable to the team chat.
It's a ladder, man. The chaos that he creates is a ladder.
Well, and the Texans have been. Has there been a bigger soap opera? Has there been a bigger went from the start from the Rick drama to the Brian Gaine drama to Chris Olsen to secretaries and all of these assistants being fired to now Bill O'Brien, it's like it's a soap opera.
Well, that's why Albert Breer, I put in quotes, or Bill O'Brien, however you want to put it, told the world that, hey, Cal didn't want this chaos anymore, so he wanted a clear guy who was responsible for everything, so that's why he hoisted
the
general manager stuff on me.
It's not my job.
He wanted it to be clear.
So he keeps Jack Easterby?
Well, Littlefinger works his magic. That's all that is.
You have two guys who, one guy has a hard time not lying, and he's gone, and the other guy is just sneaky. So you had a guy who really struggled to consistently tell the truth, even when it came to play calling. Like, you run the team. It's okay to say you call the plays. Why? No, we do the same thing. I'm just saying the plays to Deshaun now. That's all. No, you had the play sheet this time around. Come on.
No.
This is ridiculous. NFL people were making fun of him for saying that on TV the other day.
He lied about everything. He just lied about everything.
Yeah, it was just consistent lies. And then you've got Jack Easterby, who just is not a football guy. He's just not, and he's sneaky. He's got a background of being sneaky. So you're going to have other, you know, legit NFL people who are going to really be concerned about working with him in the building. I know one personnel guy who wouldn't go to the San Francisco 49ers at one point because he said they had a snake in the building. And there was, and he said, I can't go there because I know there's a snake, and I know that snake would eventually get me if I didn't basically bow to what he wanted. So you have people around, and word travels. The one thing I've heard when talking, because I ask about Bill O'Brien getting another head coaching job, and this is what I was told. He's got a bad reputation around the league. I said, really? With everybody, yes, word travels fast. I said, how does it travel? I said, coaches who've been on the staff tell other coaches, coaches who are currently on the staff, front office people who've been fired or front office people who are still there, they all talk. They all talk to their friends. And then when you're on a phone call with one of your friends on another team, like, boy, the Texans, hey, this is what I heard. And he just said Bill O'Brien has a bad reputation around the league for his, you know, his attitude and his personality. Easterby's got a reputation too. And he developed it at I didn't know this previously. He developed it in New England. Because when Brian Gang got fired, I didn't even know who Easterby was. Mm-hmm. It took somebody in the NFL texting me, Easterby got him. And I introduced it on the show because none of us knew who Jack Easterby. And he said, this guy told me, you better get to know Jack Easterby. Because Jack Easterby is the reason that Brian Gang got fired. I'll guarantee you that. And he's going to be pulling a lot of strings. He's going to have a lot of power. I said, I honestly don't even know who Jack Easterby is. I had no idea at the time. Fast forward 1 year, and this guy is now in charge of the whole team.
It's unbelievable. And it's a joke around the league. I'm telling you, I talked to a few people yesterday that were like, this is a joke. This is a joke. All right, 756, 757, ESPN 97.5, the LSU. Gary and Brian, we're going to get you guys in here. Someone 378-0-3776 right now, though. We got to get some testosterone.
Men's T Clinic is, they have 5 locations in Houston. So really, I don't want to hear that I just don't know. Look, you can drop in, you get tested, and you get back to work. It's that simple. You can do it on your lunch break. They'll get you in quickly. You can set up your appointment online. They can get you in. They can get you tested. They'll even call you with the results. You can have them in minutes. But if you want to just get on out of there and go grab your lunch real quick, they can get you the results via the phone call. And Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, Cypress, Spring, these areas all have a men's T clinic, and they're waiting to check out your testosterone level, because if it dips too low, what's going to happen is you are going to lose your energy, your lean muscle mass. It can have an impact on libido. It can have an impact on your overall mental processing and cognition, and definitely your mood. You will see a mood drop, and you get into that funk, and it's tough to get out. When your testosterone level is right, you have more confidence. It can help libido. It will definitely help energy, and it can really alter your lean muscle mass where you fit in your old clothes better than ever before. Menstclinic.com. Go to the website, get all the information you need, and then stop in and make a difference in your life. Live your best life with menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.